Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to witness the ravishment of a woman who has been abducted. A woman whose initial fear and anxiety has mellowed into curious expectation. Although at first, her reactions may lead you to believe that she is being tortured, quite the contrary is true. For no harm will come to those being ravished. In the morning, she will be set free, unaware of anything except that she has been loved as never before. Perhaps you'll recognize one of your friends in the role of victim. Remember, you are sworn to observe silence. If you break this rule, you will be dealt with severely. So, with the knowledge that you are powerless to stop the performance, just relax and enjoy yourself to the fullest extent.
Democracy and science share skeptical attitudes, a sense that arguments from authority bankrupt.
God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made me a woman and brought her unto the man. I cut that out, eh? That ain't all he brought her unto the man for. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. There it is, black and white. He brought out from under no rocks. He didn't have no tails. He didn't come from monkeys. You ain't used to take no feet. Archie, that's a fairy tale.
Maybe this is the answer to everything. a proven fact. It's a proven fact that these forged documents existed and were being circulated in the immediate aftermath of the fall. I gave my heart and soul to oppose the policy that you promoted. I gave my heart and soul to stop you committing the disaster that you did commit. And I told the world that your case was a pack of lies.
Demons also have to come out when men of God...
A distinctive new sound had to be found. That, ladies and gentlemen, was the trigger that got us started in this new area of electronic music. This is the first version of our electronic music machine.
Smile on the surface, seeing as if I am. Wait. Wait. Time, a landing.
But...
Of course it's you. Who else could I send? Who else could be trusted? Trusted, 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 trusted. All I'm saying is wait, just please hear me out, because this is not an episode. Relapse. Fuck up. I'm begging you. Try to make believe this is not just madness, because this is not just madness. Suddenly she starts screaming, and I realize we're standing in the middle of the street. The lights change, and there's swamp tracks, serious traffic speeding towards us. I freeze. I can't breathe. I'm suddenly consumed with the overwhelming sensation that I'm covered with some sort of film. It's just in my hair and my face. It's like a glaze, like a coating. And at first I thought, my God, I know what this is. Some sort of amniotic embryonic fluid. I'm drenched in afterbirth. I breached the chrysalis. I've been reborn. Born. No, this is completely wrong, because I looked back at the building and I had the most stunning moment of clarity. I realized that I had emerged from the asshole of an organism whose sole function is to excrete the poison, the amyl defoliant, necessary for other, larger, more powerful organisms to destroy the miracle of humanity. And that I had been coated in this patina of shit for best part of my life, the stench of it and the stain of it, and in all likelihood take the rest of my life to undo. And you know what I did? I took a deep cleansing breath and I set that notion aside. I did it. I said to myself, as clear as this may be, as potent a feeling as this is, as true a faith I believe that I have witnessed today, it must wait. It must stand the test of time. And the time is now.
We'll be right back.
A reason. Surely you have some sense of that, how it pulls together, how it gathers from the secret hero, the keeper of the hidden sins. Tell me you can see that, for God's sake.
What is actually important is here and now. This is now. Now is definitely now. This very moment. Nothing mystical, just now. Very simple, straightforward. But we are threatened by the now. It is so powerful. Waiting to be dead.
Thank you. two different dimensions. Circles and hobos and trains on big iron horses. These run through mountains, majesty, rooms, graves, all earth be so sweet we love. New cities of buffalo and bigotry, liars and cheats and Babylons of priests that lie in four and five, they say, becomes a six when yesterday said they lost their bank accounts and prayed to the ground that they never behaved. One seed did they plant, and all they ate, they became rich with gold and died soul. These soul reapers through graveyards I jumped back, through horses and old-time riverboat gamblers and railroad tracks. Those things you never dreamed of or had in your mind to see reality through is the natural function of things that live inside of you. If you have a brain, use that and do what you're told to do. It's merely surrendering to the will of our will that lives here and there and everywhere and right inside of you. What's so complicated about the simplicity of being born a gift? You complicate it with your lies, your cheat, and your double-dealing phonies who want to get under the wire and not pay.
They don't want to give a nickel. They don't want to sacrifice a penny. They worship their god, money, and tuck and hide. All that is within God's eye, these Christ devils run through cosmic canyons of milky waves that thunder through the eyes of
some of the tensions. We're all pulling in different directions.
Well, that's the trouble with the world. People got different ideas concerning what they want on the night.
Thank you. you familiar with the Hippocratic Oath?
Dr. Stinkin.
Right. But maybe everybody should. At least do no harm. I think that's a fine rule. We can't all do good, but at least do no harm.